Thank you, Chair. Despite record levels of humanitarian funding, large funding gaps remain, and we share your concern of the widening gap between humanitarian needs and available resources. We welcome UNHCR's effort to explore private sector fundraising and engagement with non-traditional donors. We also support your effort to engage in new partnerships, including with development actors such as the World Bank. Crisis and violent conflicts continue to erupt, and the inability to find political solutions to ongoing conflicts also adds to the workload and demands of UNHCR and other humanitarian organizations. To respond to these needs, we as an international community will have to respond in more efficient and inclusive ways, working across the humanitarian development nexus on comprehensive approaches to large refugee situations. We commend UNHCR for its efforts on the GCR and look forward to its adoption by the General Assembly on 17 December 2018. We also commend UNHCR for having made significant progress in its solutions-focused work through the CRF rollout process, and we trust that UNHCR will be able to use this valuable progress in its role as facilitator for the implementation of the GCR. Chair, High Commissioner, I'm very pleased to be able to announce that we today, subject to parliamentary approval, pledge 360 million Danish kroner, approximately $55 million, to UNHCR for 2019. This is an increase in our steady multi-year support, which comes in addition to our response to UNHCR's and other humanitarian agencies' appeals during the year. Contributions to pooled funds like the CERF and Education Cannot Wait, as well as our significant additional development funding for refugees hosting countries in line with the GCR. The contribution for UNHCR for 2019 is based on our strategic multi-year partnership agreement, which aims to improve funding predictability and operational flexibility for UNHCR. It allows UNHCR to respond effectively in both emergencies and in protracted situations, while also developing new innovative and strategic approaches in support of solutions for refugees and IDPs. We are thus delivering on our plea for unearmarked flexible funds. As our current strategic partnership agreement with the UNHCR spans an additional 3 years from now, we are also delivering on predictable multi-year funding. We are concerned by the increasing trend for earmarking contributions for UNHCR when the need for flexible funding has never been greater. We are proud to continuously be among the top donors in terms of unearmarked core contribution that allows UNHCR to act quickly and effectively where the needs are greatest. With UNHCR being our largest humanitarian partner, we stress the need for it to be transparent and accountable in the management of funds. Chair, High Commissioner, 2018 has been an important year in UNHCR's history with the continuing rollout of the CRRF and our common effort to develop the GCR. The most important part, however, is still ahead of us, the implementation of the GCR. Let me reaffirm that Denmark will continue to be a strong supporter of UNHCR in the process ahead. I thank you.